From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the etiquette of knowing when to say goodbye. Senator Hillary Clinton will make it official tomorrow.
Senator Barack Obama kicked off his campaign against John McCain in Virginia. He won it handily in the primaries, all of it, that is, except for one county. And that county was filled with white working class voters. It's a group Senator Obama has had trouble attracting. Larry Sabato is here now. He's director of the Center for Governmental Studies at UVA in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Larry, what does Obama have to do now as he's campaigning against John McCain to appeal to these working class whites?
His next best chance really comes in the selection of a vice presidential candidate. And if his choice appeals to white working class voters, they may give Obama a second look. That's one thing he can do. Obviously, he can appeal to them through issues. And the one that immediately jumps to mind is the economy, rising gas prices, rising food prices, stagflation, things that affect those who are struggling economically, whether they're white, black, whatever race, more efficiently and effectively than others.
In the primaries, he won, actually, the white working class vote in Oregon. So is this more of a Southern problem for him?
It's partly a Southern problem, partly an Appalachian problem. Let's not forget about the overlay of the issue of race. It can't be avoided. It shouldn't be avoided. I think this is an opportunity to talk about it. So, yes, it is partly regional, and that is something that will be taken into account even in targeting the Electoral College.
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, but does a lot of it have to do with race?
Absolutely, it has to do with race. That's not all there is to it, but it's certainly looking at the demographics from the exit polls as we go through the 50 states. Race is a piece of this, and I think most honest people want to come to grips with that.
So what does he need to do to allay the fears, the concerns of white working class voters on that issue?
You have to go to the economy. You really can't talk about race particularly. At this stage of his life and the lives of these voters, I don't think a seminar on race is going to do anybody any good particularly. The country may benefit from it in some ways, but it won't do him any good in the Electoral College. He has to convince some of these voters that it is in their interest to vote for him, whether they like him or not, whether they are racially attracted to him or not. In the end, the issues really matter.
You know, yesterday, Senator Obama spoke with another senator, Senator James Webb of Virginia, and he's someone who's been named as a possible vice presidential candidate. Would that be a good idea? Would that convince a lot of white Southerners to go for that ticket?
Potentially. Jim Webb comes from that background. He's just written a book about his own travels, his own family rooted in that culture. And I think Webb could be an effective spokesman for Obama's point of view. He might be able to reach those voters. Let's remember, though, he's only been in elective office for about a year and a half. He isn't that well-known even in Virginia, so he'd have a lot of work to do, but he's a good vehicle for the message.
What about the Reverend Jeremiah Wright controversy? It's all but assured that the Republicans will bring that up again in the general election. What does Obama need to do more than he now to convince white voters?
Stop talking about it. Don't ever talk about it. Leave it alone. It's done the damage it's going to do. Any day when the Reverend Wright is a part of the campaign dialogue is a bad day for Barack Obama. So you never mention it. Don't bring it up. Ignore it.
Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at UVA in Charlottesville, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.